U.S. greater than borders between Malaysia and Singapore to reopen on the 10th of August, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Borders between Malaysia and Singapore to reopen on the 10th of August News. PDRM may take action against 255 individuals who refuse to undergo second COVID-19 test. Unemployed man fined RM2,000 for insulting PDRM in Facebook posting. Malaysians are ashamed as elder politicians behaved like children while Syed Siddiq tries to speak. Borders between Malaysia and Singapore to reopen on the 10th of August. Having a late dinner again? Here's why you should try eating dinner earlier. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Roti Canai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Congratulations Dr. Masliza Mamhad for being Oxford's second Malaysian female associate professor. Tun M banned an international media in 1986 for mischievous reports on Malaysia. Here's what happened. People Features Lifestyle. Malaysians are going crazy for these five popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. H&M, Aldo and six popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Yakult cheesecake is actually a thing and here's the recipe for you to try. Wab tries, we can't get enough of Myeongrang, the famous Korean premium street snacks. Go for your grocery run in style with these reusable batik face masks. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Justin, Granti Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California lake after six-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup. More Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The borders between Malaysia and Singapore is finally opening after being closed for almost 5 months. Different groups will be allowed to travel between the countries starting the 10th of August. In a joint press statement released on the 14th of July, the Minister of Foreign Affairs Dato Seri Hishamuddin Tun Hussein and Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Singapore Dr. Vivian Balakrishnan have agreed to implement the Reciprocal Green Lane (RGL) and Periodic Commuting Arrangement (PCA). Commuters take the Woodlands Causeway to Singapore from Johor a day before Malaysia imposes a lockdown on travel due to the coronavirus outbreak in Singapore March 17, 2020. Reuters, Edgar Su. These two schemes are meant to address the needs of different groups of cross-border travelers between both countries. The RGL will enable cross-border travel for essential business and official purposes between both countries, the statement said. Eligible travelers will have to abide by the prevailing COVID-19 prevention and public health measures mutually agreed upon by both countries, which include undergoing polymerase chain reaction (PCR) swab tests. Travelers will also be expected to submit to the relevant authorities of the receiving country a controlled itinerary and adhere to this controlled itinerary during their visit. The statement also added that the PCA will allow Singapore and Malaysia residents, who hold long-term immigration passes for business and work purposes in the other country, to enter that country for work. However, after at least 3 consecutive months in their country of work, individuals may have to return to their home country for a short-term home leave, and thereafter re-enter their country of work to continue work for at least another 3 consecutive months. These travelers will also have to abide by the prevailing COVID-19 prevention and public health measures mutually agreed by both countries. Archive, Raffles Place Office Lunchtime Crowds, Office Workers, July 2014. Photo, Ernest Chua. Meanwhile, they said that officials in Malaysia and Singapore are working expeditiously towards the targeted implementation of the RGL and the PCA on 10 August 2020 as this will give opportunity for the relevant agencies of both governments to continue consultation to finalize the Standard Operating Procedures SOP of the two initiatives. Both governments have agreed to publish the requirements, health protocols, and application process involved for entry and exit into Malaysia and Singapore 10 days prior to their implementation of the RGL and PCA. Malaysia and Singapore have also agreed to develop other appropriate schemes for the cross-border movement of people, including a daily cross-border commuting proposal for work purposes for travelers from both countries, while taking into account the required health protocols and available medical resources in both countries to ensure the safety of the citizens of both sides. This will allow both sides to progressively restore cross-border people-to-people interaction and economic exchanges. Also read, U.S. Department of Justice claims that world's 7th largest yacht was bought with 1 MDB money.
Source,
DAIC share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.